Hi, my name is Larry Price. I'm the baseball coach for the American Legion Boise Gems and also the Timberline High School Wolves here located in Boise, Idaho. In these 12 years of coaching, I've been fortunate enough to be able to be the coach for 12 state championships, whether it's American Legion or high school. I've also been inducted into the Idaho High School Hall of Fame for baseball coaching in 1999 at the age of 35. I've been scouting for the Boston Red Sox for the last 6 years and I've received 9 Coaches of the Year awards in my time of coaching, and also have been able to assist over 60 kids going to the next level receiving college scholarships. This video is called Team Defensive Drills. Our objective here is to show you innovative and creative drills that will use the whole team in positions out in the outfield, infield, pitching, and catching. They're done to get a lot of repetition done in a short amount of time, plus they're creative enough to keep the interest of the ball players at its highest points. We'll do a variety of drills that come up in game situations all the time in the game of baseball. The first thing we want to talk about as far as team defensive drills or individual drills, we want to make sure that we have a master plan. And that master plan should be at the beginning of the season. A coach should have mapped out all the things they want to accomplish on a sheet of paper, where it's team defense, all the drills, team offense, all the drills, individual drills, what infielders should be working on, what pitchers should be working on, outfielders and catchers. If you have a master plan, you're planned out for the season, you'll be able to cover all the bases that you need to make sure you meet the requirements to succeed in the game of baseball. It also makes it more organized, and you can use that as a reference point on what to do in certain practices, knowing your team, the weaknesses and the strengths, and to balance those things out. This first drill that we're going to do is fly ball communication. It's a thing that happens in baseball that oftentimes is far overlooked and not practiced. What we're going to do is have our whole team out on the field, and I'll be hitting pop-ups. And what the rationale or the objective behind this is to avoid collisions and making sure we know who is going to be able to catch the ball and who has priorities. Rule of thumb priority-wise is the outfielders have priority over all infielders. Center fielder, being the king of the field, has priority over both other outfielders and infield. Left fielder will have priority over the infielders. Right fielder will have priorities over the infielders on that side of the field. But outfield has total priority over the infielder. So if they call for the ball, the infielders know to back off. And the right fielder and left fielder know if the center fielder calls for the ball to back off. Now, if we move into the infield, the priority goes as this. Shortstop is the king of the infield. They will have priority over any other position in the infield for a fly ball. Third baseman will have priority over the pitcher and catcher. The second baseman will have priority over the first baseman, pitcher, and catcher. The first baseman will have priority over the catcher and pitcher, and the catcher will have priority over the pitcher, leaving the pitcher with no priority. We use an easy vocabulary to call for the ball, and we know how to recognize who's calling for it. We just use the one word syllables, me, 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 you, you, you. And knowing who has priority, everybody else around them will be able to either say you, 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 or me, me, me. So if the ball is hit in behind the shortstop and three people are converging on it in center, left, and right, or second shortstop, the center fielder, if he's calling me, the other two would shout out, you, 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 to give confirmation to the center fielder or whoever the position player is, the security of knowing that there's not going to be a collision and that they are letting you have the ball. We often use pointing, and as you'll see, especially at nighttime, we'll do at the end of fly ball communication, we'll do fly ball communication with only the pitcher watching me hit the pop-up, with all the other position players with their heads down, and the pitcher will point to where the ball goes, and then the outfielders or infielders will go accordingly to where the pitcher is pointing. So that'll be the second phase of this. A lot of times at night, pop-ups get lost in the lights early in the evening, and this is another way to help our fielders know where the ball is. If they can't see it, they can follow teammates.
Up!
Next one. Here you go, Levi. There we go.
Me. Yo, yo, yo.
Good. Oh, there's a good one.
Me.
Run out there for it, Kurt. Oh, there's the best one right there. Everybody going out, communicating. Right field called for it.
Shortstop.
Me.
Two hands, Hollywood.
Oh,
Shallow left.
Right at the bag.
Hey! You, you, you! You, you, you! Oh, wait, call it.
Right field, right field.
Me, me. You, 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 you!
Here we go. Oh, straight at the bag.
Hey! Me, me, jump!
The collapse drill is a fun drill, especially for the infielders, because they get to act in this drill. We're going to either have a throwing or a fielding error by an infielder, and the objective here is to make sure people are backing up bases correctly, specifically the outfielders. What I do, I have a sequence right before I hit the ball. Normally I don't tell the outfielders we're doing this, but so they're aware of what to do. But if I, right before I hit the ball, if I make a fist to my infielders, that means it's going to be a fielding error. And they're going to get to make a fielding error and bobble the ball or let it go through their mitt or through their legs or however to make sure the outfielder's charging for that ground ball, even if it's hit right to somebody. If I have my hand open, it's going to be a throwing error. And that could be like on a bunt to first base from third baseman. He gets to fling it out into the right field, making sure our right fielders are backing up each position. If it's a double play situation and it's coming from the second ground ball to the second baseman, he'll maybe make a throwing error to the shortstop covering the bag to where it's essential our left fielder knows where to go to back up for errant throws. So we call this a collapse drill because everything collapses on us, plus they get to act and have a lot of fun.
What?
Got it. You, you, you.
And there we're learning the proper backup on a bunt.
Two.
Runner on first base, nobody out. As a coach, you can vary this as much as you want. If you want to work on an errant throw to third or a tag up situation where there's a runner tagging from second to third, have your center fielder throw it far over the third baseman's head for the pitcher backing up. So use your imagination here, but this is essential just to make sure they see visuals of where they should be. Now we have runners on first and second and nobody out. Runners on first and second, nobody out.
Up,
tag in.
Hurry, John.
Tag in, there he goes.
We're just going to do the fielding mistake, so it's going to be a glove error. And this is just, I showed the fist to my shortstop. He knows what to do. I'm going to hit a ground ball to short. Very important for our outfielders to know that every ground ball, they expect to come to them. So if they're charging hard, we can keep that batter off of second base. Right here, we're going to do a throwing error on a pickoff play to second base. Important for a center fielder to charge. Okay, we got a throwing error. I'm going to lay a sacrifice bunt down. Our catcher's throwing to third base with a collapse.
Three.
Perfect outs is a defensive thing to do because so often we spend or emphasize our importance on batting and hitting, but we want to concentrate on defense here. And the perfect outs is this: we'll pick a certain number of outs to record in a row, or we go back to zero. We could go 7 outs, 9 outs, 11 outs, 15 outs, or if your team's a very good defensive team, 21 outs. So we call it perfect outs. They have to make, if we're going, let's say we'll do five outs right now, we'll have to make five outs successfully without making an error. If we make an error, then we'll revert back to zero. Now, if we're going, say we're doing 15 outs, this could take us an hour of practice time, but the kids know there's pressure on them to make the plays, not make the errors, and make it game-like situations. The runners, it's good drills for situational running. They're running as hard as they can, and we're making this game-like. So we want to make sure we're going to go five outs. We'll go quick for the camera, but I recommend high schoolers anywhere from 9 to 21 outs. And put pressure on them to make the plays, because the last thing you want to do is, if you're going to 15 outs after 14 outs in a row, make an error and have to go back to zero and start over again. We have our runner, we draw a line, and we want to make sure they stay behind that line till they hear the crack of the bat, or if I do a bunt, I'll let them know that we're bunting. We want to make this as timing as perfect as it would be as an actual batter hitting the ball, where he's not getting a head start on the defense. We're going to try to make five outs in a row. If we make an error, we'll go back to zero. And we'll hit base hits in between, where those would obviously not count as an error, but possibly have base runners on. Ready? Here we go. There was no error on the play, so we're still at one out, runner on first base. One out. We have two outs. We didn't make the double play, but now we have two outs without an error. I'm going to do a sacrifice bunt to the first baseman. Two outs, but we're going to five outs, so basically like no outs in a game. Bunt!
Bunt!
Go.
One.
Where are you at, Josh?
Huh?
You should have probably taken that. That's all right. Three outs. I'm going to hit a ground ball to second base. Obviously, we wouldn't be saying this in a real practice, but a ground ball to second base, moving the runner over. Let's see if they can execute it correctly to go to four outs. Four outs. If we make this next out successfully, we've accomplished five outs in a row. I'm going to hit a ground ball to third base, or actually first base, and if the runner, it's the runner's choice whether to run or not. Safe. That's okay. Runner was safe, but no error, so we're still at four outs. Runner on first base. Shortstop. Now, we've never just done five outs. Normally it's 15 or 11, but we just completed five outs without making an error. We didn't have to revert back to zero, and now we can go on to the next plan and practice. It's a good motivator for these kids, if they don't want to have a 3-hour practice, to try to make these out in succession the first or second try possible. But anytime they make an error, we always go back to zero outs and start over. The relay drill is set up to get relay throws into the catcher via the outfielder to an infielder, and here we're going to make a situation where we're letting all our infielders get relays. So we're going to form a line starting basically out by the fence to about a 320-foot target. Our last infielder that's closest to our outfielder will either throw a ground ball or fly ball for the outfielder. They will have game-like situation of charging a ground ball or getting behind a ball and ready to catch to throw to the first relay guy. This is going to be a fairly short throw just to get a lot of repetition in of drills. That first infielder then will, the infielder that threw the ball to the outfielder will receive the ball, work on his relay to the next infielder, who will catch that ball and relay it to the catcher. Once the catcher catches it, they'll catch it and make a tag, and then the catcher then will get back up in his squat position, come up, and then we'll get the play going back to the outfielder again by having the catcher act like somebody's stealing, so he'll stand up like he's throwing a runner out. He'll throw it to that first infield relay. He'll throw it to the next infield relay guy, and when that guy catches the ball, what we do again is just repeat the sequence, either a ground ball on the ground or a fly ball up in the air to the outfielder, and we work it all the way back in. So we're going back and forth with relays, and in a matter of 5 minutes, we're getting a lot of relays with actual throws and moving the ball and accomplishing the goal of a proper relay throw into a catcher or to a base. Circle drill is a drill used for our infielders. The objectives here are to throw with a little pressure on them and also for accuracy and speed. Oftentimes you can hit a ground ball to a third baseman, shortstop, or second baseman, have them make a throw to first, and 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10 times they'll make a perfect throw. But what we're going to do in this drill is incorporate runners, so now the infielders have a moving object going around the field while they're having to make perfect throws. The objective here is that runner will start, and when he gets about 3/4 of the way down to first base, I will hit a ground ball to one of the positions out in the field. They have to throw it to the first baseman accurately. In the meantime, this runner is continually going to go around the bases. Once the first baseman catches the thrown ball by one of the fielders, then he will throw the ball to the catcher. The catcher then throws the ball from home to second base. It has to be a perfect throw, and the throw has to come back to the catcher. And while the runner's still going around the bases. Once the catcher receives the ball back from the second baseman or shortstop throwing down, now he'll receive it and throw to the third baseman. And once the third baseman catches it, he will then throw it to home. In the meantime, while this guy's running around, it should end up being a close play at home plate. The infielders know a runner is continually moving, so they have to be quick and they have to throw with accuracy and velocity to move the ball around. So we're putting them in game-like situations with pressure. Their goal is to get it a ground ball, throw it to first, throw it to home. Throw it to home, throw it to second, from home to second, second back to home, home to third, third back to home, before that runner runs around and touches home plate. This is the circle drill. Get back. Okay. Get back there. Good job, Britton. Okay, runner go. Get rid of it. Nice. Multiple task drills are to do a bunch of drills in repetitive fashion quickly with all infielders, catcher, and pitchers. What you'll see is we'll probably be doing 2 to 3 specific drills in one phase. We'll show you 3 phases, and again, you can be creative and create your own. Multiple task drills, first phase, what we're going to do is we'll have our pitchers lined up in a certain spot over by the first base side, in between first base and home plate and foul territory. Each pitcher will have a ball. When the first pitcher comes out, he'll sprint out to the mound, and in phase one here, what we'll do is he will throw a pitch to the catcher. The catcher then is making, there's an imaginary runner stealing third base. Catcher's going to come up and throw to third like someone's stealing. Third baseman will make the tag and then recover and then throw it back to home, and the catcher will make the tag on a pretend runner coming into home. As soon as the pitcher hits or throws the pitch, I am going to fungo a ball hit to the pitcher, and he's going to turn around and turn a double play, throwing to the shortstop. The shortstop will field it or catch it and then throw to first. And right as that's happening, then I will hit a soft fungo to the second baseman, a slow roller, and he will throw to first. So in this drill, we're working on a double play from the pitcher, a steal to third for the catcher, a slow roller to the second baseman, all in one sequence. We're working on a double play from the pitcher, a steal to third for the catcher, a slow roller to the second baseman, all in one sequence. In phase two, pitcher runs out to the mound, makes the pitch. The catcher is going to throw down to second base, but we're going to have a double cut in case it's a first and third situation where we might have the second baseman cutting it off and throwing right back to home, or let the throw go straight through. As soon as the pitcher throws the ball, I'm going to hit a ground ball to the first baseman, and the pitcher is going to do their L route to the first base. Right when that is finishing up, our shagger, our assistant coach, will roll a bunt, drag bunt to our third baseman, and he will complete phase two with throwing the ball to first base. This is phase two of multitask. Pitcher runs out to the mound, makes the pitch. The catcher is going to throw down to second base, but we're going to have a double cut in case it's a first and third situation. As soon as the pitcher throws the ball, I'm going to hit a ground ball to the first baseman, and the pitcher is going to do their L route to the first base. Right when that is finishing up, our shagger, our assistant coach, will roll a bunt, drag bunt to our third baseman, and he will complete phase two with throwing the ball to first base. Okay, phase three here is what we'll have to do. The pitcher will run out and he's going to make the pitch. As soon as he makes the pitch, we have an assistant coach on the right-hand side of home plate. We'll roll a bunt to the third base side for the pitcher to field and throw to third. While the pitch is being made, the catcher will receive the ball and then do a backdoor throw to the first baseman. Right when that's happening, I then will hit a ground ball either to short or to second, and they will turn a double play with one another and throwing it to first. I don't let the shortstop or second baseman know who I'm hitting it to on this, just to keep them on their toes and being ready for to expect the ball at them every time. This is phase three of multiple task drills. Pitcher will run out and he's going to make the pitch. As soon as he makes the pitch, we have an assistant coach on the right-hand side of home plate. We'll roll a bunt to the third base side for the pitcher to field and throw to third. While the pitch is being made, the catcher will receive the ball and then do a backdoor throw to the first baseman. Right when that's happening, I then will hit a ground ball either to short or to second, and they will turn a double play with one another and throwing it to first. Bunt defense, we're making a game out of this to make the situation game-like, put pressure on the bunter, pressure on the runner, and also pressure on the infielder and pitcher. The way this works is we'll start off with just a runner at first base. The bunter, if he can bunt the ball successfully and move the runner to second base, will earn a half a point for their team. We'll try to go to 10 points, first team to 10. So if he successfully moves them over to second base, they earn a half a point. If he's successfully safe there and also at first base, it's a point total for the offense. Or if the pitcher throws a ball and it's not a buntable pitch, that's also a point for the offense. So our goal here is for offense to move the runner over, know what to bunt at, a ball or a strike, and also be able to advance the runner and possibly be safe themselves. On the defensive side, the way they earn points is if they throw a strike and the batter bunts it foul or does not attempt to bunt it, that would be a point. If they can get the runner out at second base, it is a point. And if they can get a double play out of it, it's 2 points. So there's obviously point systems involved for both. The objective being to 10 points, and the pressure is to get to be the first team to get to 10 points successfully. So the pitchers have to throw strikes, the batters have to know whether to bunt or not and be able to put the ball in fair play. The runners have to make good decisions and not get picked off or doubled up. And the game, the first person to 10 wins the game, offense or defense. Runners out at second base. That would be 1 point for the defense. 1-0. You moved him over successfully. That is 1-1/2. Okay, foul ball, so that would be a point for the defense. The score would be 2-2.5. 2 being on defense, half for the offense. Now we'll let the bunter stay in there a couple times. If after 2 or 3 times unsuccessful, we'll switch bunters. There's another half point for the offense. So the score now is 2-1. Okay, the pitch was a ball, the batter pulled back, so that would be a point towards the offense.
Bunt!
Strike, so that would be a point for the defense. Rundowns. When we have a rundown situation with a runner in the hot box, our goal is to minimize our throws and dictate the speed of the play. So our objective and what we teach is in a rundown, whoever has the ball in their hand will be running full speed at the runner, not letting the runner dictate the speed. We'll have the ball out of our glove ready to throw at all times, and the receiver will call for ball when he thinks it's time to catch it, with momentum going towards the fielder throwing, and be able to make an easy tag on the runner. The fastest runner in the game should be able to be tagged out if we do this successfully, and if we communicate and know when to throw the ball and know how to move with the ball. So once again, we want to make sure our position player with the ball goes full speed, does not let the runner dictate, and does not juke the runner with faking a throw. We're going to go full speed at him, make the runner run full speed so it's hard for him to stop and change directions.
Ball.
Ball out of your glove, running full speed.
Ball.
Around the horn is a drill that we do just to get the infielders making throws to possible double play situations. The way this will be set up is the catcher will start with the ball, he'll roll himself a bunt, he'll come out, field it, and throw to first base. The first baseman will record the out. First baseman then will get in a position to drop the ball, throw it to second. Second baseman shortstop will receive the ball, back door to third. Third baseman makes the tag. Third baseman then will come out with the ball, drop it, throw a double play ball to second base. Second baseman throws it back to first, and then we're around the horn back to home. Around the horn. Thanks for watching this video. Hopefully the tools and techniques done in this will help you and be beneficial to your program. This video was one in a series of 5. I would like to thank Coach's Choice for the opportunity to do this video and wish you the best in baseball for years to come.